I'd like to discuss two questions when it comes to Ne'ilah. First of all, when are we supposed to recite Ne'ilah? And secondly, how does it relate to the end of Yom Kippur? So regarding the first question, when do we recite Ne'ilah? So first of all, the question is the proper date to recite Ne'ilah and the timing of Ne'ilah on that particular date. Now you're going to say, well, the date of course is Yom Kippur, but the truth is the Mishnah and Tainus tells us that we recite Ne'ilah on three different days. We recite Ne'ilah on Taniyos, Mamados, and Yom HaKippurim. That we recite Ne'ilah on fast days, on Yom Kippur, and Mamados. What are Mamados? So just like you had, there are 24 Mishmaros, 24 groups of Kohanim who serve alternately in the Beis HaMikdash. With respect to each group, each Mishmar of Kohanim, who served in the Beis HaMikdash on a weekly rotating basis, there were also 24 groups of Jews who stood over the Korbanos, and on their maimed, at their time, they would recite Ne'ilah. So that we don't do nowadays. Well, what about Taniyos? Why don't we recite Ne'ilah during Taniyos? So the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Nudal and Beis, tells us that Rav Yochanan says that Tisha B'Av is not like Tanis Tzibur. Tisha B'Av is not like a Tanis Tzibur. And here a Tanis Tzibur refers to a fast that the community established because it didn't rain in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara asks, "My Eino Katan Sibor, what does it mean that your Tishba is not like this Tanis Sibor, Litfilas Ne'ilah, when it comes to Ne'ilah?" And the Ran in Meseches Tanis explains that we only recite Ne'ilah for fasts that were instituted for the purpose of Tfilah, like when it doesn't rain. However, the fasts of Tisha B'Av and the other fasts for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the Lashon of the Ran is that lo hukvu ela la'avel, or la'avel, that they were only instituted for the purpose of mourning and not for the purpose of tefillah. So therefore, we don't recite Ne'ilah on Tisha B'Av or the other fast days over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, which leaves us just to nowadays reciting Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, but the question is when on Yom Kippur. So in the Yerushalmi, in Tainus, there is a debate. Rav says that b'Ne'ilah Shari Shemayim, that you recite Ne'ilah at Emasai until when? So Rav says until the closing of the gates of heaven, which are at night. And Rav Yochanan says b'Ne'ilah Shari Heichal, the locking of the gates of the Mikdash, which takes place during the day, close to the setting of the sun. The Gemara, the Yerushalmi, brings a story of how Rav started by saying Ne'ilah katinchmi shimsha bereish dikle, when the sun was at the tip of the trees. And the Gemara continues and explains that the hava marich b'tzeluse sagin hava Magia Samach Linilas Share Shemayim, that Rav would lengthen his prayer such from, even though he would begin during the day, that he would pray all the way until nighttime. But Rav said he would start with Sainila during the daytime and then he would continue it until nighttime. Rav also has a line in the Bavli, in Yoma, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, where he says, Tfilas Ne'ilah Poteres Es Shel Arvis, that he davened Ne'ilah during the day, and it counts as Maariv. Based on this, if it does count as Maariv, then the earliest time to recite Maariv would be Plag Mincha, which is about 1 1/4 halachic hours before sunset. So how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Or HaChaim, Siman Tuf Reish Chaf Gimel Saif Beis, that Zman Tfilas Ne'ila Kisha Chama Barosh Ha'ilanos, that you start when the sun is at the tip of the trees, Kedesha Yashlim Osa Samach Lishkiyas Achama, so that you can finish near the setting of the sun. Seems like we follow Rabbi Yochanan, who says that we have to finish it by sunset, during the day. And indeed, the Taz says that the Shulchan Aruch explicitly paskins like the Rambam, then we could only recite Ne'ilah during the day. This is the Taz in Tafresh Chaf Gimel, Seif Katan Aleph. However, he does point out, and he says, because this he writes that the Torah disagreed, but Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam. We have to recite Ne'ilah during the day. Comes the Magen Avraham in Siman Taf Reish Chaf Gimel Siv Katan Aleph, and he says when the Shulchan Aruch says that we should complete it Samuch Lishkia Sachama, close to sunset, it means Hainu Sof Shkia Shu Tzeisa Kochavim. He says that you can recite it all the way until night, and because he holds like the Rif and the Rosh, who hold that Rav, even though he started reciting Nila during the day, he continued it all the way into the night. But he says, "Ach tzarich lizar lahaskabod hayom gadol, v'gam yomar charuz b'hayom yifneh konem harev shemesh." But you have to say the line of hayom yifneh before the setting of the sun. The Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Beis paskins like the Magen Avraham, and he says that we paskin that you can recite against Rabbi Yochanan like Rav, that we can recite Ne'ilah all the way until the locking of the heavenly gates, which is at night. But he does more than that. He says, Yesh Om Shechom Laharich Lahamshik B'Tfilas Ne'ilah Gam B'Laila. Some want to argue that maybe we can even lengthen and continue Ne'ilah even at night. And he says that really we shouldn't follow that. However, if people have the custom to continue into the night, Ein Limchos B'Yadam, we don't protest. And he justifies that position of reciting Ne'ilah even into the night. So we have again, we have Rav Yochanan, which seems to be just during the day. With the Rav, he might have started during the day, but he would finish before Shkia Sachama, Sof Shkia Sachama, in other words, right before it says at night. And Mishnah Brura says, "En Limchos Biado, don't protest against those who continue into the night." In the Mishnah Brura, in the Dirsha Mishnah Brura, in Ha'ara Beis, in Siman Taf Resh Chaf Gimel, cites different opinions about starting the Ilah. How early can you start the Ilah? Can you start it as early as Plag, which is an hour and, let's say, about one and a quarter halachic hours, which around this time maybe around an hour and 15 minutes before sunset, and as late as a half an hour before sunset? And it may depend on whether you duchen at Ne'ilah. In Eretz Yisrael, in America, the prevalent custom is not to daven Ne'ilah, not to recite Birkas Kohanim, not to duchen during Ne'ilah. That's the prevalent custom, although there are a few places that may do that. In Eretz Yisrael, there are more places where they duchen at Ne'ilah, in Eretz Yisrael. So if you're going to duchen at Ne'ilah, then you want to start probably earlier, so probably the earliest could be an hour and a quarter, one and a quarter halachic hours before sunset, so you can finish by sunset. And then it seems that the timing of starting a half an hour before sunset is based on the fact that when the Shulchan Aruch writes that the custom might be to start Ne'ilah when the sun is by the tip of the palm trees, the top of the trees, which is samuch lishkia, so that means samuch like a half an hour before. And so those seem to be two different times when we start Ne'ilah, perhaps a half an hour before sunset, or maybe around an hour and a quarter or so, halachic hours before sunset, but generally not before that. What's the goal of Ne'ilah? So perhaps we can argue, be'inyane hashkafa, when it comes to hashkafa, we have this debate about what's the goal of Ne'ilah, the closing of the gates of Ne'ilah. Is it the closing or the locking of the gates of Ne'ilah? Is it when they lock the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, or they lock the gates up in Shamayim? And maybe we can understand Ne'ilah as a different a different perspective what Ni'ilah is all about based on if we pass like Rav or Rav Yochanan. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, when we lock the gates of, when we daven Ni'ilah, but at the time when we lock the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, so there perhaps Ni'ilah becomes like the Afikomen of Yom Kippur. What does that mean? What's the purpose of the Afikomen? The purpose of the Afikomen is that the primary taste of the Seder, namely the matzah, will remain in our mouths even after the Seder experience with all that the matzah symbolizes. Well, Ni'ilah is the Afikomen of Yom Kippur. We must leave Yom Kippur with the taste of prayer, tefillah in our mouth, because Yom Kippur is not only about asking God to forgive us, it's more than that. It's an entire day of an intense relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just as we leave, just as we close the Mikdash doors and lock them up to finish our service of Hashem, the question is, how are we feeling? Do we feel the last thing that we would want to do is to pray to God again, enough is enough? Or do we feel that, yes, the last thing we want to do is to pray to Hashem again? We want to leave this day with the taste of tefillah in our mouth. We want to use this day as a springboard to excite ourselves in the art of tefillah. Yom Kippur is not only about attaining forgiveness. It's about spending one day to refine our approach to tefillah. In Yom Kippur, our marv must be good, but our shachris must be better and more passionate than our marv, and our musaf must be better and more passionate than our shachris, and our mincha must be better and more passionate than our musaf, and our ne'ilah must be the afikomen of Yom Kippur. But this is not only about Ni'ilah. It's about a steady progression of prayer intensity throughout the entire day of Yom Kippur until we reach the climax at Ni'ilah. But Ni'ilah is also the closing of the heavenly gates. This is God's response, according to Rav. Maybe this perspective tells us we've done all that we could. We prayed until the moment that we locked up. But after we left the Mikdash ready to go home, hoping that our efforts were satisfactory in God's eyes, as we approach the parking lot ready to get into our car and drive home, we hear a voice from Shemayim call down to us and say, "You spent the whole day inviting me into your house, the Mikdash. Now I'm inviting you into my house. Come ascend to heaven, to Shemayim, and stay with me just a little bit longer." And we stay a little bit longer until the beginning of nightfall. Because Ni'ilah is also the Shmini Atzeres of Yom Kippur. Just like on Shmini Atzeres, God tells us, "You've offered all of these sacrifices and you've done all that you could during Sukkos. Stay with me one more day." At the end of Yom Kippur, God tells us the exact same thing. Ni'ilah, which transforms this day into a day of prayer, inspires us to become more inspired by tefillah, and it also provides us with the comfort that Hashem will respond to us by building a relationship with Him.